everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle, as per usual. It's Tuesday afternoon. I just got home from work, and I didn't do a show again this last week. I posted on the Facebook and the Twitter that no show again tonight, blah, blah, blah. I'll see if I can get something recorded over the weekend. And then I didn't get anything recorded over the weekend. I'm doing it now on Tuesday. So you might be wondering, what's the deal, Kyle? Maybe you're not, because I've been sort of flaky lately anyway. But you might be wondering, what's the deal? I know at least one person is wondering, what's the deal? Because I got an email about it. And that's partially why I'm doing this now. Because I think the email will help me address stuff in a more orderly fashion. Sorry. So if you're wondering, what is the deal? I'm not quitting. You might be wondering because, like, in the last episode that I did, you know, I skipped the episode before that. And then in the last episode that I did, I mentioned that I'd been thinking about quitting. And the last episode didn't go so great. I mean, it was okay. All things considered, but there was a lot of me just going, oh, I don't know what the fuck to do. Cause that's the truth. I didn't know what the fuck to do. And I've, not really known what the fuck to do for a while now. I've said on the show several times that I've sort of felt like I'm just spinning my wheels. I'm just kind of going along doing the thing just for the sake of doing it. And, I don't really want to do that. Which is why I've skipped a couple of shows lately. I really haven't felt like doing the show. And for a long time, I just kept doing it anyway because I didn't want it to die. But I think I've come to the realization that I need to take some sort of a break. And I don't know what that means exactly. Like, I don't know if that means, like, take a couple weeks off or take a couple months off or do shows sort of intermittently, like just only do them when I feel like it. So like maybe I'll take a couple weeks off and then I'll do a show and then another week off and then I'll do a show and then like 3 weeks off and do a show. I don't really know what it means yet. I haven't figured that out yet, but the show's not done. It's not over. But yeah, so I got this email from somebody calling themselves Paranundrum. They say the title of the email is Future of Idgehat question mark. And they say, hey, I posted this in the forums, but goddamn, it's getting overran by Russian kitchen remodelers. So I pulled it and decided to email directly to you. I hope this isn't too nosy. If so, you don't owe me a response, so I can just fuck off if you'd like. No, it's fine. It's not too nosy. And I'm sorry about the forums. It is getting overrun with spam bots. I thought it was completely contained in the suggestions thread, which is why I've been, or the suggestions sub forum, which nobody really used anyway. So that's, I was just kind of letting it pile up. But I just noticed today I went to the forums and checked it out, and the introduce yourself sub forum is also overrun with them now, like pages of them. I don't know how I didn't notice, unless they all just happened within like the last few days or whatever. But yeah, that sucks. I need to get in there and clean that up. So then he says, I understand these questions have been asked slash answered in a million varying ways, but I guess what I am looking for is an official statement, parentheses, LOL, kind of a state of the Idgehat address. Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do with this little solo show that I'm doing right now, I guess, is a state of the Idgehat address. So he says, too long, didn't read, what up, yo? Then he says, what is the reality of, he's got like a bullet pointed list of questions. The first one is, what is the reality of bringing a video version to the show? I know you and Patrick joke about it. Is not having a cam the only setback, or would you need a hardware upgrade to handle the additional load? Well, not having a cam is the biggest setback. I do technically have a camera I could use. It's an SD camcorder, and I've used it before. So I know I can set it up as a webcam. But it's SD, it's kind of shitty, it's not ideal, if I wanted to, like, really go all out and do a video show, kind of like the way Patrick does it with multiple cameras. Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. He does like multiple cameras and stuff, and he can put videos up. He's got a little TV monitor or whatever behind him that he can put stuff up on. You know, obviously the monitor is a piece of hardware that I would need, but for that aspect of it, but for like the multicams and stuff, yeah, I might need a hardware upgrade to do that. I'm not sure because I never tried it. But the biggest thing besides the camera is the camera itself is I don't really want to do a video show. I kind of like that it's audio only. I know that, like, to a certain extent, doing a video show, like a video version of your audio podcast, like you put the audio out on the feed or whatever, but having a video show with it, like when you're doing the live show, there's video and maybe you put those up on YouTube or whatever afterwards, is, for lack of a better way to put it, sort of becoming an industry standard. But I kind of like the audio only aspect of it. Like I don't want to have to put on a visual performance. I mean, all it would have to be is me just sitting here talking still, but I don't want to have to think about what I look like on camera and which camera is on, like, oh, if I got the right camera on, or, you know, which graphics do I have up and stuff. And I've talked about that before. Like, it does seem kind of stupid to use Ustream since that's a video streaming service, but I don't really know of any audio streaming services that are as popular, that people would possibly already have accounts for and stuff and wouldn't mind making an account for, because, hey, I could use it for other things. And it comes with a chat, you know, and I can put up pictures, which I do on occasion. So it works out well for me. I know I'm not using it to its full potential, but that's kind of how I like it. I kind of like it just being an audio show. I did for a while think that I ultimately wanted it to have a video component, but I don't really. Then he says, would you consider using something as basic as Manycam to use as a screen switcher so that when you're sharing media related to your topics, you can pop the content up on the live stream for us instead of using links. Then you can pause and play at your leisure and not have everyone trying to sync up if they bothered clicking the link at all. I don't know anything about Manycam, but I assume you're just talking about screen sharing, you know, like streaming my screen. So like if I'm watching a YouTube video, I can just stream the video. I have thought about that. I haven't thought real hard about that. I haven't done a lot of video streaming. I know that, when I tried to stream videos that I had downloaded to my hard drive, people were complaining that, that the stream was getting real choppy for them. And I don't know if I would have a similar problem with, trying to stream a capture of my desktop or whatever. But I should look into that, because that is a good point, because at least then, like, if I'm watching a video or something, or primarily if I'm watching a video, then you can see what I'm seeing without having to, play the video with the audio turned off or whatever and try to kind of keep in mind where I'm at. But also, ideally, and it doesn't always work out this way, but ideally, even if I'm watching a video, my talking about it and the audio should ideally be enough that you don't really have to watch the video. That's the idea anyway. And I just post the links in the chat in case people want to follow along. But yeah, that's a good idea. And that's something I should look into. Then he says, this is a touchy one and I hesitate to ask, but obviously everything related to IdgeHat still credits Orion as co-host. Are you waiting to get a few more solo shows in the archive before the changeover, or do you simply not have time or are not motivated enough to make the revisions? I think you are more than capable enough to carry the show on your own until you find a solid replacement. No need to settle. And then in parentheses, he says, can't even imagine the technical end of having to make so many changes to a functioning website and all its related pages. It's two things. One is just laziness. Like, it really is that it's not hard, but it would be time consuming. And I would sort of have to, most of it's fairly automated. Like, there's, I use WordPress as the backbone of the website. And so there's like forms and stuff that I would just have to edit. But some of it, I would actually have to go into the PHP code that I made when I made the website. And it, like I said, it's not hard, but it's time consuming. And I would sort of have to refigure out how the site's put together. And it's just a pain in the ass and I'm lazy. But also a certain element of it is that I think that, you know, when Orion left the show, the reason he left the show is because he left me as a concept. Like, we're not friends anymore and he wants nothing to do with me. He hates my guts and he never wants to think of me again, which is not fun. It's not a fun thing for me. I'm sure it's not a fun thing for him either. And I don't know. I didn't want to, like, I mean, I kept doing shows. Like, I probably should have taken like a big break right then. Because I think that is on some level where a lot of this is coming from, like me talking about not wanting to do the show anymore and stuff. But I think, yeah, I probably should have taken a big chunk of time off from the show right then. But I didn't want to do that because it felt like, not like he would be winning, like he's a villain or something, like fuck that guy and I don't want him to win. But somehow it felt like admitting defeat or something. Or that's not exactly what I mean, but I can't think of the right way to put it. But something sort of akin to that. Like, it just didn't, it felt like submitting in some way. So I wanted to keep it going. And I didn't, if that was the reason I was taking a break, I was afraid people would think that that meant I was taking a permanent break. You know, if I just lost my co-host and I'm like, I'm going to take some time off now, then maybe I just wasn't going to come back. I don't know. So I wanted to keep it going. But I probably should have taken some time off then. And during that time, figured out what I wanted to do and edited, made the edits to the website that I needed to make and stuff and kind of restructured some things. And I didn't do it. But that is something I need to do. I do need to edit Orion out of the webpage, you know, his contact links and, the about page and stuff. I just haven't gotten around to it. As far as a new co-host, I'm still really undecided, up in the air about that. Like, I would prefer to be able to do the show completely by myself. Like, I'm technically doing right now. I'm technically doing a show right now, and it's I guess it's fine. But a lot of times when I do a solo show, they're not fun. I think they can be. If you're into that sort of thing, like, it can be worth listening to. Like, you can listen to it and be like, I like that episode, but they're not fun. They're not the same kind of shows. They tend to get really weird and introspective, and they tend to be kind of low key. Not a lot of laughing, not a lot of goofs. And I get really self-conscious, especially if I was doing solo shows live. I get really self-conscious then. Because if I'm like right now, I'm doing this pre-recorded. And if I suddenly have a brain fart and can't think of anything else to say, I could actually just stop if I wanted to. I could just hit pause on the recording and think for a while. But I can't do that when I'm live and I get nervous and, you know, it's a whole fucking mess. So ideally, I'd like to be able to do it entirely by myself if need be. And then just like people can call in or whatever if they want to and it's fun. But I don't think I can do it. I don't think that's something that I'm really capable of. I think I've proved that I can't really do that by myself. That I need to have somebody on the line, even if they're not permanent co-host. And as far as like co-hosts, like the most obvious candidate, and we really haven't discussed it seriously in any way. The most obvious candidate would have been Bames. You know, he was always around, and he has basically been semi-permanent co-host for a while anyway. He's usually on the line. The only time he isn't most of the time is if somebody else beats him to it. But I don't know. I like Bames. Like, I don't mean this to be anything bad about Bames, but I don't feel like it works the way I want it to. Like, I like talking to Bames. I like Bames. Nothing wrong with Bames. And if Bames started his own podcast, I think he could do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with Bames as a podcast man. But I think there's a particular dynamic that worked between Orion and I, and I don't seem to have it with, I'm trying to think of the way to put this. Okay, like as an example, like last episode that I did do, Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions was on, and Patrick is, as weird as this feels to me to say, it shouldn't be weird, but he's really good at doing podcasts. He's been doing it for longer than me, and I think even if we started at the same time, I would think he was better at it than me. I think he is better at it than me. And if he's really good at doing it, then he should be, like, theoretically the perfect co-host. So when I get Patrick on the line and he wants to co-host my show with me, it should be a great episode. But, and I don't think that it's bad. Like, he's done two shows where he's been my co-host, sort of, and I don't think they've been bad. Or at least not bad because he's the co-host. But there is something weird to me. I don't know if he feels it too or if it's just me. But there's something weird about it. Like, I think it's a personality conflict. Like, he's used to running the show. That's what he does. He wants to run the show. He runs his own show. And whether he's doing it consciously or not, he kind of wants to run the show. And so he will, like, I'll be talking about something and he'll have a funny idea all of a sudden. And he'll stop me to get his funny idea out. And I don't really blame him for doing that. But it throws me off because I was trying to talk about something. And because I'm thrown off and I was trying to talk about something, I don't react properly to his funny idea that he threw out. Like, under normal circumstances, whatever this funny thing he said was would probably, I would think it was funny and it would make me laugh and I might even want to run with it and do something. But if I was in the middle of something else and then he throws out this hilarious thing, then it stops me in my tracks and I'm like, I don't react to it right. And then we just get this weird dead air because I don't, because I want to run the show because I was trying to run the show and I don't want to be like, okay, fuck you and your stupid ideas. Cause it's not that. I don't. And I think that happens with a lot of people. I think the reason it worked so well with Orion and I is because he didn't really work like that at all. And you know, maybe this all comes down to a personality flaw with me. Like, I'm not saying, like I'm doing everything right. And everybody else, when they try to co-host with me, they fuck it all up. I think it might come down to like a personality flaw issue with me. Like, I don't really want to listen to you. I just want to steamroll over you and have you react to me. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But Orion was good at that. Like, he would bring his shit to the show. But for the most part, he would let me take it where I wanted it to go. I mean, that wasn't a perfect relationship either. You know, there were times I would complain because he wouldn't want to talk about something and he'd be like, let's move on. And then he wouldn't know what to move on to and blah, blah, blah. I've said it a million times. But I feel like that's part of the reason it worked was I think our personalities were different in that way, that I wanted to kind of be more aggressive and take the reins a little bit more. And he didn't really. He was cool with taking a back seat when it was appropriate. And, like, I don't think Bames, as an example, cause that's where I kind of started. I don't think Bames is like a super aggressive, you know, personality. Like, he's always trying to take the reins or anything, but I feel like we butt heads a little bit more than like Orion and I did. And it's a little, there's just a little weirdness there to me, I think. I'm just sort of thinking out loud here, kind of rambling, and I don't know how to say, you know, this isn't something negative about Bames. Like, I don't know how to say all the things that I just said without it sounding like a criticism and like, fuck you, Bames. And the only reason I mentioned Bames is because he is the most obvious co-host choice, whether he's interested or not. I really don't even know because we haven't talked about it, but he's the most obvious. So he's the one that I'm talking about. I do think, I think that the episode that I did with Kelly Hightower from Mating Habits of the Modern Geek, which I expected to go terribly. I expected it to be a lot worse. But I actually think that one was pretty good. I think that dynamic actually worked pretty well. I think, you know, I don't know how to distill it, crystallize it to exactly what it is, but there's got to be a certain balance of wanting to talk and wanting and knowing when not to talk and that sort of thing. And I think that episode actually flowed pretty well in that sense. And I feel like a lot of times when I get like a listener on the line, it doesn't. And it's nobody's fault, really. If it is anybody's fault, it's probably mine. But because of that, I don't know. I don't know what to do about the co-host thing. I just don't. But for the time being, like I said, I think I'm going to take a little bit of a break. The next thing in the email, getting back to the email after that weird rambly thing, he says the robot issue. I would be happy to help troubleshoot the issue with you. I'm fairly certain it can be accomplished without replacing the audio interface. That is a possibility, but the only suggestions I've really seen for how to fix the issue that I'm having is possibly, and I don't think this would solve it, but possibly buying a new FireWire port, like a card that goes into the PC itself. supposedly, a non-Texas Instruments chipset FireWire port is often the culprit, supposedly. I don't think that makes any fucking sense. And it only seems to be a problem with Windows 7, from what I've read, trying to troubleshoot it myself. So I think it's a driver's issue. And the drivers that exist just, they're not updating them anymore. And they just, they don't solve the problem. They don't work that well. And I don't know exactly what the problem is. I think it has something to do with like latency or something. Like there's too much data and it like lags or something. And that's what caused, I don't really know. If you really want to help me try to troubleshoot the problem, then great. But I've done as much as I can without some kind of hardware change. And then he says, lastly, what would help to strengthen your drive to continue the show into version 2.0 besides pizza? No fucking pod fade, audio equipment, computer upgrades, etc. I think, what does show version 2.0 mean? Just like the post Orion show? Or just doing something new. I don't know. I don't really want to do a video show, like I said, and that would be a kind of obvious, like 2.0 sort of thing, like an upgrade to the show. Audio equipment wise, I'm pretty much set except for the audio interface. That's really the only thing, that I have trouble with is going robot. I don't really know. I don't want a pod fade. I'm not quitting, like I said. But I think what I need right now is to take a step back from the whole thing so that I can just do it when I actually feel like doing it. So that I can give myself a chance to actually feel like doing it. Because lately, I haven't. And I've had other things I wanted to do instead. And so not only like, cause it's one thing if I'm not really in the mood, but I didn't have anything else going on anyway, then it's, you know, it's just like, it's still not good, but it's not as bad. Like I can at least get my head in the game, but if I'm doing it and I don't want to do it and there's something else I'd rather be doing, then like there's an added level of distraction that makes it even worse. It makes it even harder for me to think of things to talk about because there's something else I want to be doing. And I suppose, and I've tried this to some extent, I could talk about the other thing that I want to be doing. Like recently I mentioned this briefly in the last episode. I've sort of taken up animation. And I feel like when I try to talk about creative endeavors like that, that on the one hand, it's maybe not that interesting to begin with, because who the fuck cares? That's not why you listen to the show, to hear about the things I'm drawing or whatever. Like, you don't give a fuck. You want to hear about, like, horses dying or whatever. You want to hear about fat people falling down the stairs, or what are those blacks up to today? But so maybe it's not that interesting to begin with. And then on top of that, I feel like I've sort of cried wolf too many times, in a sense, when it comes to creative endeavors outside of the show itself. Like, if you've been listening long enough, you've heard me on multiple occasions mention some project that I'm working on, and then nothing materializes, really, or something very vague and partial materializes, and then I'm just done with it. And I give it up. And that's just sort of my MO. That's what I do. I acknowledge that. But I don't know how to fix it, except to just keep trying. But so then it is maybe less interesting even then, like even more uninteresting to talk about, because you know nothing is going to come of it. Like, oh, cool, you're wasting your time on some other thing we'll never see. Awesome. Way to go, doofus. But I've been getting really interested in animation. It's something I've been interested in since I was a little kid. I think, like, you know, people would ask you when you're a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I think the first thing I ever said was an archaeologist, because I wanted to, I think I probably should have said paleontologist, but I said archaeologist, and I wanted to play with dinosaur bones. And I think the next thing I said was an animator, and I wanted to be an animator for a long time. But then at some point I learned how hard it is. Not that animation itself is hard, but that, like, I wanted to make cartoons, you know, like I wanted to make the next Ninja Turtles. But I didn't realize at the time how involved it is, how much work there is. And, like, I thought in my head, like, this Ninja Turtles cartoon, that's probably like two or three guys sitting down and making a cartoon. And it's so not. It's like whole studios full of Koreans or Japanese people just drawing and drawing for weeks and weeks, and voice actors and musicians and Foley artists and script writers and character designers, and like these are all different people, and producers and directors, and they're all different people, these huge fucking teams. When I realized that that's what goes into a cartoon, I didn't want to do it anymore, because I wanted to make a cartoon on my own. I wanted to, like, have the idea and make it. I didn't want to be an animator in the sense that I go and clock in at a job and sit at a desk and draw somebody else's drawings all day. So I sort of abandoned that, and it sort of shifted into various other things as time went on. Like, at one point I thought I wanted to do comic books, or I wanted to do art for video games. I wanted to do all kinds of stuff, but I've always kind of wanted to get into animation, and I've never really, really tried it. Like, there's that one YouTube video on the Itchhat YouTube page. I think it's called I Am Not an Animator. It's very, very short, and it's just a bug. It's just a bug standing on a leaf, and he, like, scrapes at the leaf, and then he suddenly notices the camera, and he stands up and looks at it, and he waves, and he says, "Hi, everybody, I'm a bug." And it's a shitty flash animation, and it's really not the same thing as, like, traditional hand-drawn frame-by-frame animation, because it was done in Flash, and I was really just moving shapes around. it was a little more frame-by-frame than Flash usually is. Like, usually Flash, like, the most basic way to use Flash is to, like, draw a shape and then move it around and have the computer do the in-between frames. But I was actually sort of doing it frame-by-frame, but I was still really just, I wasn't drawing each frame. I was drawing a shape and, like, moving it and distorting it or whatever to make each frame. And it's super short. And I've done little tiny crappy things like that before, but I've never really tried the sort of traditional frame by frame cell style animation. And that anime cheerleader that I talked about in the last episode that I've been posting to Twitter. If you haven't seen it, just go check out twitter.com/itchhead. There are several progress shots that I've posted. That's the first time I've ever really tried anything like that. And I think I bit off a little more than I could chew for my first attempt, because it's a pretty complicated, like, it's short, but it's a deceptively complicated animation. Like, it's this weird kind of Spider-Man pose that it starts out in, and then she stands up. And there's a lot of overlapping parts, and she's sort of rotating toward and away from the camera and stuff. It would be way easier to do something that's like a straight on front shot or a straight on side shot, like a walk cycle or something. And instead I went for this crazy convoluted thing. And I also didn't plan it right. Like, the first frame of the animation was actually just a picture I drew. It was intended to be a standalone, just drawing. And then I thought, hey, it'd be cool to animate this. So instead of planning out an animation, I started with one full-blown drawing and then decided to animate from there with no plan. And I'm drawing it way too big. That's part of why it's taking so long. I've been working on this thing for weeks now. It wouldn't have taken so long, if I could just work on it whenever I wanted to work on it, instead of having to, like, go to work and stuff. And then some nights I'll come home and I just won't feel like it, so I won't do anything. If I could just work on it straight, I would probably be done with it by now. But also it's way too big. I didn't plan it. Like the GIFs, the animated GIFs that I've been posting to Twitter are, 25% the actual size of what I'm drawing. The actual frames, at 100% are too big to fit on my monitor all at once. So that's part of why it's taking so long. But that's because I drew the original picture that large, because what I like to do when I draw digitally is I like to draw it twice the size that I intend to export at. Because then, like, if I shrink it down, it sort of kind of cleans it up a little bit. Like, if my lines are kind of sketchy, they look less sketchy when I've shrunk it down. So it sort of gets rid of, like, little imperfections and stuff. And you can't really resize things up. You can't really scale up. You can always scale down, but you can't really scale up. So if I do something way too big, it's no big deal. I can always make it smaller. But if I did something and then realized it was smaller than I wanted it to be, then I could never make it bigger without blurring or without having to redraw it. So for still images, I usually go really big. For this animation, if I had planned it right, I would have started much smaller, at least 50% of what I've been working at. But it's fun. I'm having fun animating. It's a stupid little inconsequential thing that I'm animating, but I'm having fun with it, and I'm not having fun with the show. It's not been fun for me to do the show for a while now. So that's what I would rather be doing right now, is drawing. And it's something I should have been doing all along. It's always been, like, all through school, it was always my thing. I was the guy who draws. But for probably the last 10 years or so, drawing has been something that I only really do as kind of like a side thing, as like an afterthought, as like an accessory to something else that I'm doing. Like, I'll draw stuff for the show, to make, like, graphics for the website or for t-shirts or whatever. Or if I go through one of my phases where I think I'm going to make video games, I'll draw something related to the game, but I never just draw anymore. And that used to be my thing. I used to draw all the time. I should have been drawing this whole time. And I'm kind of, that's what I want to do right now. I know I'm repeating myself and rambling. But so I think I need to just let myself do that for a little bit. And then eventually I'll want to talk. I will have things that I want to say that I really just need to get on the mic. And I think I need to let myself get there instead of pushing it. Cause I think the more I push it, the more, like, I kind of dig myself a hole. The more times I do it when I don't want to do it, the less I want to do it. if that makes any sense. So I hope this isn't too much of a bummer. I know it is sort of a bummer. Like it's not a positive, fun episode that I'm doing here, but I felt like I needed to say this stuff, sort of noodle it around and give you guys some idea what's going through my dumb head. I think this will be a super short show. I don't know how long I've been going, but I think I'm going to end it there. So thanks for listening. I guess, I mean, let me know what you think. I'm sure there's probably a little bit of a division. Like some of you are probably kind of like going, Jesus Christ, not only did this episode suck, but I absolutely agree that they've sucked for a while. I've just been hanging out because I got nothing better to do. And I've been hoping that it would get better again. And then some of you are probably like, I don't really see what the big deal is. You're being kind of a baby. It's been fine. Why don't you just keep doing it? It's been fine. And I don't know what to say to either of those hypothetical people I just made up. But you're probably, I mean, I guess you're both right. if that's the way you feel about it, you're both right. So I guess, let me know how you feel about it. I think the reason I brought that up, those two hypothetical people, is that if you are of the opinion that it's been fine and you're just a sweetheart and you want to tell me that, you know, oh, it's been great. I don't know why you feel this way. It's been great. I just want to hear more episodes. Then that's really cool. And I appreciate that. But this isn't like a plea for that. That's something I'm always worried about. Like if I get kind of self-deprecating or whatever, I'm always worried that people are going to think that I'm asking them to tell me I'm wrong. like, you know, I'm so fat. No, you're not fat. Like that kind of thing. It's not what I'm doing. I'm just acknowledging the reality of the situation, which is that the show has been sort of bad for a while. It's sort of gone up and down, a little roller coastery, but there's been sort of an undercurrent of bad for months. And yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to end it now before I just say more things that I've already said. So thank you for listening, and I'll do another show at some point. I'll let you know. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, because that's where I will announce it, I'm sure. So thanks. I'll check you sometime. Word.